The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to Jesus and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm giving the homily at all masses this weekend. Guess why? Because this is the commitment Sunday for the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. So if the ushers would mind, just go ahead and distribute the envelopes, the pledge envelopes now. As always, we ask that everybody take one, even if you've already given. That way we have a kind of a double check on who's given and who hasn't. And we'll get to that in a minute. It's just good for record keeping. You'll find little pencils in the pews themselves. In fact, if you dig down behind the cushions, you'll probably find some from 5 years ago. And maybe other things you don't want to find. I would like to offer a little reflection first about this beautiful gospel today. And as often is the case when we meditate with scripture, one of the best and most powerful ways to do that is to imagine yourself in the story. So you read the gospel and you imagine actually listening to what people are saying in yourself personally and being there in that moment and watching people and what they do. So if you were to imagine yourself in this gospel today, I would propose to you that for whatever reason, we were all brought up to probably be 9 out of 10 identifying with the leper, right? Because people have needs, and we've all found ourselves probably in a place in our lives when we think unclean, unclean. That's just really Catholic, isn't it? But we find ourselves in these situations, maybe you have several times, where it doesn't feel like there's a cure. Maybe literally there isn't a cure. Or there isn't hope. You find yourself apart, alone, isolated, maybe even waiting for death to happen. The reality is this leper today has a family somewhere, but he's not allowed to see them. He's not allowed to have a job. He's not allowed to practice his religion because you can't go to the temple. And therefore, he does not have a community unless there are other people who have leprosy like him. How many times when you found yourself in this kind of a situation, maybe you say to Jesus, "If you wish, I know you could fix this." And Jesus says, "I do will it." So that first reflection, that meditation, was as a person who needs healing or reconciliation or some kind of resolution in a time of crisis. We've been there. But now I want you to practice this meditation again with the unlikely result of saying that you are Christ, Jesus himself, in the story of the gospel. And I want you to imagine yourself as Jesus saying, I do will it. And you reach out your hand, and your touch heals the leper. The first one comes from a perspective of need. All of us know what that is. But the second one comes from a different perspective, the perspective of the power of Christ, whose body you are a member of right now. It's a perspective of power, and you have it. I find this to be such an amazing gospel today for this Bishop's Lenten appeal. Because we are confronted with people all day long who are in terrible need, who find themselves in an isolated place with illness or some sort of rejection or family crises, economic difficulty, marriage difficulty, right? But we are also the ones who need to share what we have discovered, and that is Christ. It's in this Bishop's Lenten appeal that we can be that healing touch for so many people who need so much in our diocese. So I'm going to read this letter from Bishop Burbidge now. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in this Jubilee year for our diocese, the theme for the 2024 Bishop's Lenten appeal is Behold, I Make All Things New. It is the same theme as our 50-year golden anniversary, which we will celebrate in August. And as we look forward to this anniversary, we are inspired with the desire to share what we have received from the Lord, especially by bringing others to greater faith in God, as well as carrying out his works of mercy. When we support the Bishop's Lenten Appeal, we help bring the glorious gift of Christ Jesus to thousands of people in need of spiritual, charitable, and educational assistance across our diocese. I respectfully ask that you consider prayerfully a sacrificial pledge to this important appeal if your circumstances allow. Your gift will be used to enrich and improve the lives of many others and reveal to them the compassion of Christ himself. I am grateful to all of you who have given in the past to this appeal. Your continued sacrificial support to our diocesan church is truly a meaningful way of giving thanks to God and sharing the good news of the gospel. In a few moments, your pastor will guide you through the pledge process. Please be assured of my prayers for you. Through the intercession of Mary, our mother, may our Lord Jesus bless you abundantly now and always. Sincerely in Christ, Most Reverend Michael F. Burbidge, Bishop of Arlington. So at this point, I can actually very gladly tell you that of the 4,274 families in our parish or households, 4,274, 144 pledges have already been received. That's 3% of the parish. I have to tell you, most parishes are up around 25, 28, maybe even 30%. So we've got a lot of work to do. We're usually kind of down in the 16s and 17s. We are already 26% to goal of our goal of $550,000. Like Bishop Burbidge, I thank you for all of you who have already pledged this year to the appeal, as well as those who have given in past years. The ministries and services funded by the BLA directly benefit our parish in our need to do our pastoral work and are vital to thousands of people in need across our diocese. The Bishop's Lenten Appeal is something that I believe each and every one of us should support. Every donation, no matter the amount, is important. What bishops are really looking for is how many people are responding. It's not so much making the money goal. He wants to get everybody involved. Even if you just give $5, $10, $20, $10,000, don't kidding. But this is the whole point. He just wants people to be involved in this work of charity, because not only is it good for others, it's good for us to do this. Please know that all the monies collected for the Bishop's Lenten Appeal are restricted to the programs, offices, and ministries that are described in the appeal materials. Many of these ministries benefit all the parishes in the diocese. Our church, more than ever, needs us to remain united so that we may share the hope and love of Christ with everyone we encounter. So I'm sure you've already paused and reflected on how you can truly make a sacrificial pledge to this appeal to the best of your ability. All of us have different circumstances, and the amount of our donation is unique to our own financial situation. However, we all have a responsibility to support the diocesan church through this appeal. As in past years, the diocese has been offered a challenge gift, which will match up to $350,000 for all those who give more than their amount last year or first-time donors. So if you can raise your gift from last year a little bit, that will be doubled. If this is the first time you've given, that will also be doubled up until $350,000. Now I'm going to walk us through the pledge process so that everybody can complete the form. Together, you've got your envelope. If you open it up, you'll see inside the flap there's a QR code. We all live by these QR codes these days. If you just scan that, it'll take you right to the website for the diocese, and you can take care of all of this online, and you don't have to do it on paper. But for those of you who are filling out the pledge card, I ask you to please complete the section with your name, spouse's name, if applicable, address, and phone number. Please also provide your email address. So on the inside of the envelope, that's the upper left part of that form. If you have already contributed to the appeal by mail or online, please check the box in the center of the pledge envelope. So it's right under where it says email address. There's a little box. If you've already given, check the box and say, I'm done, and then fold it up and send it in. And that way we'll look for your gift to make sure that it is recorded. Sometimes it might get recorded for example, maybe nativity or something. We wouldn't want that to happen. So if you have not already pledged by mail or online, you may make a one-time gift or a pledge that can be paid throughout the year. Pledging is encouraged as it allows us to make a sacrificial gift that can be paid over time. When you make a pledge, you will receive monthly reminder statements until your pledge is paid. You may also go online to make payments to your pledge. So now if you look at the right-hand side, where in the dark blue, it says 2024 pledge. Check the box or write in the amount of your pledge or gift in the space provided. Now please write the amount of your pledge on the total amount pledged line, which is near the bottom. If you wish to include a payment now, please write the amount of the payment on the amount enclosed line, and then subtract this amount from the total pledge amount and write the balance on the last line. And please check the appropriate box on the left if your payment enclosed is a check or cash payment, because sometimes these don't get sealed well and the money falls out and then we got to go find the money. So if it's a check or cash, it's going to help the counters. If you're not enclosing a payment now, please put zero in the amount enclosed line and write in the balance to be paid amount on that line. And finally, two more things. Right above the light blue box on the lower left, it says parish name. Please put St. Bernadette, then we'll have credit for your gift, because they are keeping track. And then finally, if you open or turn around to the front of the envelope, please write your name in the space provided, first name and last name in block letters. And now I invite the ushers to come forward and pick up your pledge envelopes. I think that if we thought of ourselves as Christ, especially in the gospel today, that will to heal and that touch of Christ that can accomplish things that we can't accomplish ourselves, I think we would really tune into things like this appeal and see its absolute value, not only for the people who receive help, but also for us who give. On behalf of Bishop Burbage, especially on behalf of the people in our diocese who will benefit from your compassionate gift, I thank you for your pledge to the Bishop's Lenten Appeal, and may God bless you.